This is from the Journal of Psychiatric Reviews, I'm not sure. Shrink types spend most of their time treating disease. Well, they call it disease. There's a debate. But they don't promote wellness necessarily. However, it is becoming increasingly apparent that negative mood influences health, even though how it does so is unclear. Researchers studied over 200 healthy London residents, age range 45 to 59, which is significantly younger than Dr. Colleen. 54% were men. And they wanted to find out, okay, how do these guys respond? How do these people respond physically when they're in a good mood? They measured blood pressure, heart rate, and measure of what they called, shrinks call, positive affect. Positive affect. Affect is overall mood. Okay? It's a durable thing. Somebody says, my affect is good. That means I'm content. It isn't a momentary, gee, I'm high right now, but in an hour from now I'm going to the dentist and I'm going to be miserable. Affect is a stable measure of someone's emotional state. And they monitored these folks every 20 minutes during a workday. They measured a hormone called cortisol. Cortisol is a stress. It's one of the stress hormones. And when we are in a situation that's unpleasant or challenging, or your kid is throwing a major league fit, your cortisol level goes up. Cortisol is one of the stress responses that our body has when we're either in danger or whether we are in distress or whether there's a challenge being made upon our body. All right, so they measured this. What they found was the cortisol levels, the stress hormone, which isn't bad, but it just can get carried away. And if you have it up too long, it does cause problems in your body, okay? It's like running an engine on too high. Cortisol levels were highest now among people who reported virtually no happiness all day. They called them the bottom happiness quintile. A quintile is a fifth. It's the one bottom fifth. Cortisol level was lowest among people who reported happiness almost all of the time. So in other words, they followed these people through the workday and they said, okay, every 20 minutes, how are you feeling? I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty happy, pretty content. Yeah, well, you just had a disagreement with your boss. Yeah, I know, but that kind of stuff happens. I still feel pretty good. What they found was, during mental stress testing, happiness did not influence blood pressure or heart rate. Let's see. We'll go a little further. I don't want to get too caught up in all the measures here. Increased cortisol, in other words, that stress hormone that your body gives off when you're miserable, among other things, is associated with increase in type 2 diabetes, obesity, hypertension. They conclude, clinicians should not only address pure psychiatric disorders, but should also be aware of behaviors and coping strategies that can influence this kind of response. You know, people say, you know, but your stress is getting to you. You got to watch your stress level. That's true. That is true. And there are actual physiological mechanisms that occur in the body, which are designed to help you. For example, one of you sees a child in danger, or there is an accident in a vehicle in front of you, immediately your stress level just explodes. Now, unless you're just a psychopath that doesn't have any kind of emotion regarding anything, your stress level is just going to explode. If they took measurements of your body, all kinds of variables in your body would just be going off. And that's good. You know, you need that kind of juice to act under certain circumstances. You know, the stories of the mother whose 20-year-old son is underneath a car and the jack slips. And this 5'2", 123-pound, 56-year-old woman goes and gets the bumper of the car and wrenches the car off the ground. There's absolutely no way on God's green earth that woman could do that without those hormones coursing through her body. She, in effect, becomes a bit of a superwoman for a short period of time. Now, that's not bad. That's good. The problem is you can't function that way. You cannot have that level of hormone coursing through you for long periods of time. Stuff begins to break down. And where you are most vulnerable is where you break down. Example. If you look at the genetic predisposition of some folks, when they are under prolonged stress, and by the way, I don't have time to digress too far into this, much of human stress is mentally created, all right? We exaggerate the level of stressors in our lives by the way we think. So if, for example, you are predisposed by genetics to develop tension headaches, or you are predisposed by genetics to develop abdominal problems, or you are predisposed by genetics to develop a aching stiff neck, well, where your body is most vulnerable is where these reactions will occur. I don't get headaches much, but I see what would be my prime response to stress. I think take a nap. I think to take a nap or to tell my wife to make it go away. I think that'd be my two responses. What shrinks are saying is, to the degree that you can keep your stress levels down, you also, in fact, will not take the toll on your body that these hormones take. And they do. It's part of the intricately complex mind-body connection that God wired into us. Always there.